This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, everybody, just like that, it's Thursday, the 14th day of May, 2020. My name is Lee Elsie, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, the first hour of this fantastic program, I get a chance to fill in for the great Wayne Allyn Root, who will be here at the top of the hour. So don't worry, don't fret. He'll be here in no time flat. I actually have a couple of great guests. I'm looking forward to bringing you a few of the guests that I have on as regulars on my own morning show. I think you're going to enjoy it. I got Dr. Alessi, who you've heard from before, and Colonel Rob Simmons, who'll join me at the bottom of the hour. I want to bounce some General Flynn stuff off of the Colonel at the bottom. And if you've never heard him, I've had him on one time here on the national gig, and he's just spectacular. So I'm looking forward to a sit-down with him tonight, and that'll be at the bottom of the hour. But if you want to call in, we'll have some time to call or take some calls between maybe 20 after and 6:30, depending upon where you are, 3:30 out in the left coast. 833-WAR-TALK, that's 833-WAR-TALK. You can give me a call or you can email me, leelcradio@gmail.com. I wanted to read something for you that I received today. Somebody emailed this to me and I thought it was great. It's called The American's Creed, and obviously it is in relation to COVID-19. I do not choose to be a common man. It is my right to be uncommon. I seek opportunity to develop whatever talents God gave me, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and dull by having the state look after me. I want to take the calculated risk to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed. I refuse to barter incentive for a dole. I prefer the challenge of life to be quarantined for an existence. I like the thrill of fulfillment to the stale calm of utopia. I will not trade freedom for the benefits, nor my dignity for a handout. I will not or ever cower before any earthly master nor bend to any threat. It is my heritage to stand erect, proud, and unafraid to think and act myself, enjoy the benefit of my creations, and to face the world boldly and say, this, with God's help, I have done. All this is what it means to be an American. And I thought that was interesting, getting a chance to look at that today, as we all see on the news or in your town, wherever you may be, in your city, if you're living in a city, whether it's Chicago or Dallas or Vegas. You know, you see the streets empty. You see people still cowering in their home, sheltering in place. And I'm not sure it's working. I'm not sure it's having the kind of effect that we all thought it was going to have, right? I think that there was this thought process. Think about this early on when this all began. There was this mantra that it was going to be 15 days. 15 days, flatten the curve. You know, we'll make sure folks don't end up going into the hospital, overwhelming the hospital. We'll reassess at that point, and, you know, everything will get sort of back to normal. That's 2 months ago, guys. 2 months ago. And I know that there have been models that have predicted 2 million people to die and 240,000 people here in this country to die, all the way down to 60. We're sitting right now at 86,770 COVID-related deaths. What that says to me is that they really don't know. They're really not sure what's going to happen. They don't know if you know, tomorrow this thing will swing in a different direction. I really believe that they're fighting. I think they have the best intentions at heart. I don't believe there's a conspiracy theory where a lot of folks are sort of, they're kind of falling on that now. I don't believe that. I don't think, you know, the Dr. Fauci's of the world or the other folks in the Trump administration's medical team are in any way, shape, or form sort of skewing what's happening. But the truth is that they're getting a lot of this stuff sort of half right and half wrong. And they're leaving us out here not really knowing what's going on. And, you know, the World Health Organization, by the way, they issued a warning yesterday that this virus may never go away. So think about that. If it never goes away, and there's a chance they never get a vaccine that works. I know they want to tell you that it's just a mere matter of time before they get a vaccine. Even Trump said that. Oh, we'll have one by the new year. There's no guarantee of that. There's no guarantee that they nail the flu every single year. If this thing becomes something similar to a flu, where either it evolves just enough or mutates just enough, and whatever they're giving you as a vaccine is only sort of effective, even when they do get one. And by the way, the fastest vaccine they ever got was mumps, and that was 4 years. So what's to make you think that before the end of this year they're going to have a vaccine? It's crazy to think that. So what happens if 6 months from now there's no change? What happens as you're going into October and they're expecting a spike, a respike, a flu to be added on top of this? Going into the winter, where the, you know, obviously the weather will be worse. What happens then? You're going to stay inside forever? I think, you know, the more I think about this, the more it seems clear that we probably mismanaged this in the beginning. And maybe the way to go would have been to really protect the vulnerable people, the folks who are immune compromised, the folks who are elderly, making sure that these nursing homes, you know, whatever possible to not let this virus enter there somehow, some way, whatever it took, because the majority, the overwhelming majority of people that are dying in nursing homes or that age group. So maybe it would have been better off to handle them. Let me ask you, if this doesn't go away, if it's always floating around out there, eventually you're going to get it. You can't stay inside forever. And again, I'll go back to the original models. As crazy as they seem to be, maybe there is sort of something we can take out of those original models where they said 2.5 million people were going to die here in the country. They also said that over half of the population would get it. Well, maybe half of the population does get it. And maybe only a fraction of the folks who get it actually die. Maybe instead of it being 3, 4, 5% of the people that die, maybe it's less than 1. Maybe you get the same kind of numbers that you get for the flu. And nobody is going to applaud the fact that a million people could die, because that's sort of the number that we're talking about. Nobody wants that. Of course not. But if there's nothing really that you can do to stop this thing from getting to everybody, aside from keeping people in their basements covered in you know, saran wrap, I don't know what to do. And if you're not going to come up with a vaccine in time, do you expect people to live their entire lives like that, sheltered in place? I don't know. I would have to say that probably isn't going to work. It's not going to work. And quarantine fatigue is real. And Americans just aren't getting unified advice. They're not. They're, one person says one thing, another governor says something else, another governor does this, another governor does that. Mixed messages from different people. And lo and behold, you know, folks are out there on their beaches. And look at some of the video footage of Venice that came out over the last few hours. I mean, people are going to the beach. They're going into the water. They're hanging. It's going to end up being that way. Again, I keep going back to the same thing I've said for a month. Is that eventually, after all of this stuff sort of fades into, you know, the peripherals, and the governors have had their say, and the president has had his say, and Fauci has had his say, it's going to come down to you. You are going to have to make that decision. You are going to decide whether or not to walk into that restaurant or that bar or that movie theater. You're going to have to decide whether or not you are going to go see your friends or a game or any of that stuff. It's going to come down to you. Because I don't think, barring, you know, a ridiculous spike in the death rate, Americans are not going to shelter in place forever. It's just not in our DNA. Not going to do it. I just don't see it. And even if testing gets ramped up, which hopefully it will be, there's also a question now with the accuracy of these tests. People are getting tests. They're getting false positives. They're getting false negatives. False negatives, which is even worse because, you know, then you're sending somebody on their way and they're out there infecting folks. And nobody really knows how many people have had it, right? What if, you know, what if already half of the country's gotten this silly thing, this terrible silly thing? I mean, it's possible. Credit card debt here in the U.S. fell by the largest percentage, I guess, in the last 30 years. Folks aren't spending any money. Americans drank 55% more alcohol. Now, that may sound like sort of a funny anecdote, but you know what? It's not. Because people are drinking more, it means you're going to get people who are going to become either dependent on alcohol or more dependent on alcohol, going to get sick because of it. How many people do you think are now going to die as a result of cancer because they're afraid to go to their doctor to check on an issue because they're afraid to get this virus, or they're afraid to get a lump checked or wait another couple weeks to get it checked, and then by the time they get to the doctor, it's too late and they're going to die? I mean, you don't think that's actually a viable percentage? Of course it is. I think it is. So, anyway, like I said, I don't want to be gloom and doom. That's not why I came here today. But it is gloom and doom. It's really where we are right now. We are in a chaotic scenario, politically. We've got, you know, a Donald Trump who had the country humming into January. Now it goes off the fiscal cliff to a certain extent. People need to get back to work. You want Joe Biden as your president, a guy who can't really remember where he is. I'm sorry to say, but that's the truth. A guy who lied on national TV just a day ago about the Flynn case. That's the guy you want as president. Give me a break. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be at the top of the hour. I got a couple of guests coming up. You're going to love both of them at the bottom of the hour and then right before the next stop. Wayne Allen Root again will be here. It's the great show called Raw and Unfiltered. We'll be right back.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big. Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnone.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix, Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Raw and unfiltered.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, and the sponsor of this segment of the show is Boomer Naturals. You've heard of those N95 masks that medical professionals use. And if they use the N95, we all want the best protection from particles and bacteria, just like the medical professionals, right? We don't want to get sick. So a highly recommended mask that gives just about the same protection, slightly less, is the Boomer Natural 30-Day Face Mask, providing 92.2% antibacterial protection. In other words, the professionals get N95 for 95%, and Boomer's providing 92.2% antibacterial. And it's a mask that every adult and every child over the age of 2 can use. Very comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. And they come in adult and children sizes. Not only are the Boomer Natural masks a highly rated consumer mask, but they're very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. Everyone always asks me, we're supposed to wear masks, but where do I get them? 30-day mask, 30 cents a day. The mask can be used up to 30 days by hand washing with soap and water at the end of each day. Many masks only good for one day, so they're very costly. So you just order them at BoomerNaturals.com, BoomerNaturals.com, and you use a code at checkout, WARRADIO20, to get 20% off. BoomerNaturals.com, WARRADIO20, and get 20% off every single order. If you do order over $50, you get shipping and handling free.
All right, we're back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. I am Lee Elsie. Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get the honor of sitting in the big seat. We'll take some phone calls. Like I said, you want to call in 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. Out to Connecticut we go. And Leo has been kind enough to wait. Leo, good evening. How are you, sir?
Hey, good evening, Lee. I wanted to say how happy I was that Paul Manafort was sprung from the Who Scout. And again, you know, this is just another example of the left-leaning Democratic Party, you know, going after Trump vicariously. You know, the guy did nothing wrong. And you know what they did? They bent him over and they attempted to intimidate him to get him to turn against Trump, and he wouldn't do it. So they put him in jail for 7 years. But you know what? It's a sham to do something. And the guy, you know, in Connecticut, the Manafort family have been benevolent. They've done a million great things for the state, be it the Democrat or Republican. They rebuilt the city of New Britain from that was the squalor, you know, that was once a great city. And it's just a shame that this stuff is allowed to go on.
What'd you make of the old General Flynn situation? Same deal?
Well, same deal. You know, I mean, so they go after his son. You know what? Do what we tell you, we're going to get your son.
Right.
I mean, you know, that's just nonsense. They've got nickel and dime charges. And, you know, as a wise man once said, if you went back enough and dug enough dirt up, you could probably find some things against Jesus Christ that would be, you know, maybe offensive to some people.
Yeah, didn't he break a bunch of tables?
Yeah, he went. Yeah, right. He to be accused of
going
into the temple and breaking up tables, disorderly conduct, what have you.
Right.
It's nonsense. You know, they've got nothing, and they remind me of a little school kid, you know, that lost in a game of marbles and cries, and you know, they want to take their marble bag and go home. You know what? If that's the case, pick up your marbles, put them in a bag, and go home.
That's it. That's it. You're on to something, my friend. I got to run because I got to get to the bottom of the hour, but it's always an honor and a pleasure to talk to the great Leo, who is an educator out here in Connecticut doing a great job, doing wonderful things again. But all those teachers trying to teach these kids from home, it's a whole different world. It's a whole different world. So let me see what I got here about coronavirus before we run into the bottom of the hour. A company is selling apparently fake breasts and fake muscles for people to wear for dates over over Zoom because
Yowie wowie!
What is wrong with people, man? I mean, don't you realize that eventually you're going to have to meet this other idiot who's up on Zoom trying to get a date, and when he sees you or... You know, and he sees you, or you see him. It's like, well, what the hell happened to you? You look like you're 25 years older, 35 pounds heavier. Where are all those muscles? They're gone. I did my first Zoom today, and it was all right, man. I mean, I guess it was kind of neat. I zoomed it, baby. All right, so listen, don't go anywhere. I'm telling you right now, I got back-to-back guests you're gonna love. Colonel Rob Simmons, you've heard him once. I got him to come on one time in maybe about a year ago. We're gonna talk about Flynn. I'm gonna play a little game with him. You're gonna love this guy. Again, former congressman and just a heck of a guy. We'll have him on next. And Dr. Alessi will wrap it up. Wayne Allyn Root at the top of the hour. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. After 2 months of lockdowns, people are eager to take a vacation, but most will skip out on the Memorial Day getaway and instead travel late this summer or fall. That's according to AAA. The nonprofit group also saying they expect people to stick to local and regional locations rather than jet-setting outside the country. President Trump back in Washington, D.C. after visiting a medical supply company in Pennsylvania. The president says his administration is filling the strategic national stockpile as the coronavirus outbreak goes on.
Today we're announcing a groundbreaking initiative to replenish and modernize our strategic national stockpile. The cupboards were bare. You've heard me say it a lot.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow was up 377 points to finish at 23,625. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
And broad.
broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, we are back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Now, every Thursday on my own personal morning show here in Connecticut, I've got access to one of the best guests, period. This guy is an absolute living legend, an American hero. He fought in Vietnam. He served the country for decades in the CIA. He wound up being a congressman for a number of years here in Connecticut. And just the flat-out truth is the guy knows more about stuff than just about anybody out there. So it's always an honor and a privilege to get a chance to bring this gentleman on. We call him the Colonel. Colonel Rob Simmons is joining us. I want to play a little game with you, if you don't mind.
Oh, okay. There's a little game. Not a big game. You're not going to trap me, are you?
No, it's got some rules to it. I know it's going to be hard for you. I just want you to answer whether or not these people are corrupt or not corrupt. And the definition of corrupt is having or showing a willingness to act dishonestly in return for money or personal gain. Are you ready?
Ready, okay. I hope I do okay.
Susan Rice.
Corrupt.
Lisa Page.
Corrupt.
Peter Schrock.
Corrupt.
Andrew McCabe.
Corrupt.
James Comey.
Corrupt.
James Clapper.
Corrupt.
John Brennan.
Corrupt.
Sally Yates.
Corrupt. No, Sally Yates? No, unwitting.
Loretta Lynch.
Corrupt.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
An idiot.
Hillary Clinton.
Corrupt.
Joe Biden.
Corrupt.
Barack Obama.
Corrupt.
There you go.
Yeah, corrupt.
I think you're passed.
Sorry. You know, it's a shame, really, when you think about it. Barack Obama incorporated the hopes of so many Americans. He incorporated the hopes of so many Americans to be a unifying force, to work to put the whole specter, the evil specter of racism and slavery behind us, to unify the country to move forward. And he didn't.
All right.
He didn't do any of those
no,
things. And in fact, he engaged in some of the dirtiest tricks. He made Nixon was known as Tricky Dick, and he had his enemies list. But as far as I know, Nixon did not engage in a massive scale of attacking political enemies, and in particular ideological enemies, the way Obama did through the Internal Revenue Service.
Right. Yeah,
unprecedented.
He went after
Nixon
a lot
may
of folks.
Have gone after a political opponent, say check his taxes, but he didn't have a broadly based policy across the IRS of doing that to thousands of entities
right.
that I'm aware of.
All right.
He picked and chose them. So you know this is a front page story, Lee. The Wall Street Journal today, Thursday, May 14th. Biden others sought to quote unmask unquote Flynn. Front page.
Hmm.
Front page story and an editorial. So this is it, Lee. The print media does not want to report on this story. It's embarrassing to them because for 2.5 years they have gone after this administration, this president. For 2.5 years they have incarcerated people that in some cases were only remotely associated with him and trashed them, destroyed their lives, in some cases sent them to jail. It's just unprecedented and unconscionable. To me, the Mueller investigation, I got the report. I got it right on my lap here. I've read the whole report and thumbed through it and marked it and tabbed it and so on and so forth. The Mueller report is 250, 300 pages and nothing. Even when it talks about Flynn, it makes it clear in the report that he was subjected to a setup by the FBI and the Justice Department, an entrapment, if you will. And then they threatened his son because his son was part of the Flynn intel group that was providing assistance to the government of Turkey. But there were certain paperwork problems with the FARA registration, Foreign Agent Registration Act. Okay, so here's a guy who's been a general for 25 years, and now he's starts a private business, and he's consulting, and some of the paperwork isn't right. So what is Mueller doing? Mueller being a wonderful, wonderful guy, right? A great guy. He says, hey, we're going to prosecute your son and send him to jail. And Flynn cops a plea and says, I'll cooperate with your investigation. But and they said, fine, you're going to have to admit to lying. He said, well, the FBI guys that interviewed me said they didn't think I was lying. Well, but you're going to have to say you were lying. Okay, I'll say I was lying. So he said he was lying. And he copped a plea. They left his son alone, and he was supposed to cooperate. But you know what? He didn't have the information that they wanted on Trump because there was no information. That's the bottom line. It was a hoax. It was a farce. It was a setup. And anybody who knows anything about General Flynn knows that he was probably the most competent military intelligence officer of his generation. And that's the point, one of the points that I kind of want to draw out a little bit during the next few minutes, if that's okay with Lee.
If you don't mind.
Yeah, I will.
Share that with everybody, because he's not a war hero necessarily. He's an intelligence gatherer.
Well, he's been in a combat zone.
Right.
But if you look at his ribbon bars, and they're 4 across and 5 deep, that's 20 awards and decorations of a type. And then if you look at the oak leaf clusters, you got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 13 clusters, meaning that on the top two rows of the really important awards and decorations, he's won them more than once. In one case, the Army Commendation Medal 5 times, Bronze Star 4 times. So you look carefully, his ribbon bars are not for valor on the battlefield. They're for service at the highest level, Defense Distinguished Service Medal, Defense Superior Service Medal, Legion of Merit, a Bronze Star Medal for Service, Meritorious Service Medal, Joint Service Commendation Medal, on and on and on. He became a second lieutenant out of ROTC in 1981. What was his branch? Was it infantry? Artillery? No. It was intelligence. He spent his whole career as an intelligence officer. And he capped his career as head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, which is the highest level of military intelligence position that you can hold. But here's, and he worked for CENTCOM, down at MacDill Air Force Base. My military unit worked for CENTCOM, the U.S. Central Command. That was the command in charge of all of the Middle East. He headed the International Security Assistance Force in Afghanistan, so he did serve overseas. The DIA covers the whole world. And why did he get fired by Obama in 2014? Why was he fired? Well, it's interesting. He's an intelligence officer. He was telling the Obama administration that just because they killed Osama bin Laden, the threat from al-Qaeda was not over. He was telling Obama that radical Islamists were the main force in the Syrian insurgency, and Turkey was looking the other way when it came to the growth of the Islamic State inside Syria. What was the growth of the Islamic State? ISIS. He said, you know, they were the JV. Al-Qaeda was the A-team.
Right.
ISIS was the JV. Not exactly. Not exactly. And for reporting the truth about the Middle East, and the Defense Intelligence Agency needs to report the truth to the president, to the Defense Department. That's what intelligence is all about. Not just giving the general what he wants or the president what he not wants. Quote, he got enormous pushback from the Obama administration, who he felt did not want to hear the truth. Okay? According to DIA official Patrick, hold on a second here, Lang, quote, Flynn incurred the wrath of the White House by insisting on telling the truth about Syria. They abhorred him. He wouldn't shut up. So here's a career intelligence officer, probably, in my opinion, the best military intelligence officer of his generation, General McChrystal, who was in charge of our forces in the Middle East, and absolutely the best intelligence officer I ever worked for, who's telling the truth to power, and power didn't like it, so Obama fired him. Fired him. That's when he formed the Flynn Intelligence Group that was doing providing consulting services for businesses and governments, and that's where he fell afoul of the Foreign Agent Registration Act and made some errors, which Mueller used to squeeze out and cop a plea that he had lied. But what's very clear now is he was set up. He was set up by the Obama administration, and the Obama administration knew this to the very top. There was a meeting in January in the Oval Office in January where Sally Yates, the acting AG, said Obama told me that they had unmasked Flynn. So Obama knew the whole thing. She didn't know it. She didn't know the FBI had set him up. And yet the FBI works for the Justice Department. And yet she, as acting AG, didn't know. So this is a huge scandal. A huge scandal. Because what it means is this whole hoax was done with the witting complicity of the president, the vice president, CIA Director Brennan, DNI James Clapper, Jim Comey of the FBI, and a whole range of other bad actors who went through the process of setting up Michael Flynn to try to get him to rat out President Trump, and when that failed, they prosecuted him for lying. It's a terrible scandal. Even Nixon's Watergate, there's no compelling evidence that Nixon ordered the Watergate operation that resulted in the arrest of the plumbers. He ordered the cover-up, no question about that. But it's still uncertain that he ordered the break-in, that he instructed there be a break-in. But there can be no question that President Barack Obama was aware of the unmasking of Flynn and everything went with it.
There it is, the great Colonel Rob Simmons. We got to take a break. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Our world has changed. Sadly, when you venture out of your home, face masks are the new normal. But the kind of mask you use really matters, because not all face masks offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer mask is the Boomer Natural 30-Day Face Mask. Lab tests show it gives 92.2% antibacterial protection. Made with three cloth layers, treated with nano silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. It's also very comfortable and easy to breathe and speak with. Boomer Naturals has both adult and children sizes. Masks are in stock now at their U.S. warehouse and ready to ship to you and your family. These masks can be used up to 30 days. Just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. The Boomer Naturals mask is very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. Get free shipping and handling when you spend $50 or more. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Code WARRADIO20.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Hi, I'm John Hunt. Normally, you hear me on USA Radio News telling you stories about other people in the news. Well, now, I've written a book about the amazing blessings of my life and how, through miracles, I'm still alive. I'm a 40-year radio host who thought he'd reached the height of his career until tragedy struck. After a severe bout with the flu, I died twice, was revived, and spent 6 days in a coma and started the journey toward a full heart transplant. The book is called My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey and is available at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle form. The story takes you through how I got the heart disease, the people that helped me along the way, some crazy stories, and the real life story of the miracles of science as I received the perfect heart match from my donor. I'm now in training for the 2020 Transplant Games in New Jersey. Grab your copy of My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey today at Amazon.com. Thanks, and may your life be filled with all the love and miracles that mine has.
us.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, sponsor of this segment of the show, Dr. Nancy Wolf. Perfect book at the perfect time. You're trapped at home for another couple weeks at least, maybe another 3 weeks, maybe another four. You want to read a book that makes you feel positive, a book that gives you an edge, a rush, a boost. Nancy Wolf is a conservative capitalist professor, emeritus, psychology department at UCLA, spent 30 years studying the human mind, and she believes, and she'll tell you in her book, Conscious Matrix, that we as Americans are wired to win, and the liberals and socialists and globalists will never stop us. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things pre-wired in our minds and souls, we're going to win. We're literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read right now. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. LibertyHillPublishing.com are available at Amazon and Barnes and Noble.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne Allen Root will be here in just a mere matter of minutes. My name is Lee Elsie. My very special guest joining me right now. I try to bring him on once a week. I think he's fantastic. He is a neurologist. He's worked with the New York Yankees, the Detroit Tigers. Currently, he works up at UConn Health Center. Again, my pal, Dr. Anthony Alessi. Doc, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Lee. Always good to be with you.
All right. So I heard a rumor that the safest place to be in the entire country was the White House, but you would beg to differ with that, right?
Well, I think the proof is in the results right now. I think, you know, the situation at the White House provides a good example. We've talked a lot about playing defense against the coronavirus. I mean, it's like football, right? You play defense until you can play offense. And right now we're playing defense because we have no offense. If offense is a treatment and a vaccine, we don't have any. So the things you do at defense are identification, basically know where the enemy is, isolate yourself from that enemy, right, and then trace the enemy, track the enemy. That's the goal. So what the White House has done very effectively is had effective testing. Everybody gets tested every day. And that's what we've talked about on this program. If we're going to get back to sports or get back to a group graduation ceremony that you talked about, or get back to making things safe for healthcare workers to go back to work, you need to test every day with the so-called point-of-care test, the immediate test, a little saliva, put it in a machine, 15 minutes later, you know what your result is, and you go about your business. Those tests are available, but they're only really available in widespread use in the White House, and that's the Abbott test. So they've been getting tested every day. So recently, take the issue of the press secretary for Vice President Pence. She was negative one day. The following day, she was positive. So with that, we know that she had, for the previous 5 days, she was spreading virus. Even though she was negative, we know that she was spreading virus for at least those 5 days. So again, they identified the source, this Miss Miller, isolated her, and went back and did contact tracing. Who did she have contact with over the previous 5 days? Who also needs to be quarantined, not isolated. The problem with this scenario is that she wasn't wearing a mask for those 5 days. So remember what we said. Wearing a mask protects others, okay? It's what you do to protect others. It doesn't necessarily protect you. But if you're wearing a mask and everyone else in the room is wearing a mask, you have diminished the ability for that virus to spread tremendously. So the biggest mistake they've made in the White House has been not wearing masks. If they were all wearing masks, it would be less likely that this would spread. The other problem is with the testing. So there are three principal tests now. There's an Abbott test that you do in a lab, and that test takes about 6 hours to get a result. That's a highly reliable test. And the reason we know that is we compared it to the Cepheid test, which is a 45-minute test. And what they have done in hospitals here in Connecticut is run, when they take a sample, they run it in both machines just to make sure that the tests are reliable. Because you're afraid of false negative, meaning someone tests negative, such as Ms. Miller, and she was really positive that day before. So the false negative test is high with the test they're using in the White House because that Abbott test, the quick test, has not been compared to the other test. So without that comparison, basically we're looking at approximately, and being generous, at 15%. That means one in every six people tested is saying it's negative when they're really positive. One in six. And we think it's actually maybe higher than that. So we don't know. But we have to get to that point of care testing, an accurate point of care test that you can do and have a result in 15 minutes if we're going to make the population safe, if this identification of the virus is going to work. But let's get back to it. The masking is crucial. Crucial because you can avoid the spread. And that's what you do to protect other people. So I think that those points are very important. And the White House has served as an example of what to do and what not to do.
All right, Doc. Well, we've got to wrap it up. It goes very, very quickly. But I thank you for some insight and some new information. We appreciate it. Dr. Anthony Alessi right here on the Wayne Allen Root Show. And speaking of Wayne Allen Root, he'll be here in just a couple of minutes. My time has come and gone. I'm out of here. I'm flying the coop. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.